The publishing house. The press building, constructed of stone, was 46 by 76 feet. In the sub-basement were the furnace and two gas motors that provided power for the presses. The next level, or ground floor, just slightly below ground level, provided room for the presses, bindery, the stereotype foundry, storage space for paper, and some storage space for the families living above. On the main floor to the right, or east, was the meeting hall, with seating capacity for 300. The other half was given to the business offices and the folding and mailing rooms. Typesetting was done on the second floor. Here also were rooms for the editors, translators, and proofreaders. On the east side there was some family housing. The third floor was devoted entirely to living apartments. Ellen White lost no time in getting to her writing. On the day she arrived, she not only got settled but wrote 12 pages to Dr. Gibbs at the Rural Health Retreat, in California. The next day she wrote some 30 pages to a number of individuals. She was favorably impressed with the good location of the building, and by its construction, one in keeping with the importance of the message that is being sent out from it. She noted, "While sufficiently near the center of the town for all business purposes, it is far enough out to avoid the noise and confusion. The building faces the south, and directly opposite is a 60-acre common of government land, enclosed by trees. Just beyond this are buildings, and then come gentle hills with their sprinkling of fir trees, green fields, and cultivated lands. And back of all this rise higher mountains, forming a fine background to the lovely scene." "To my mind," she exclaimed, "a more beautiful location could not have been obtained." Then her mind turned to the role of the city in religious history, being a place of great importance to the Protestant reformers. Writing for the readers of the Review, she enumerated principal points, mentioning such names as Erasmus, Zwingli, John Fox, and Frobenius, who published the writings of Luther. She declared, "As we looked upon our press, working off papers containing the light of truth for the present time, we could but think how much greater difficulties than we had met had been encountered in former times by the advocates of Bible truth. Every movement had to be made in secrecy, or their work would be destroyed and their lives imperiled. Now the way seems to be prepared for the truth to go forth as a lamp that burneth. The Bible standard is raised, and the same words that fell from the lips of the early reformers are being repeated. The Bible, and the Bible alone, is the foundation of our faith. In the providence of God, our publishing house is located on this sacred spot. We could not wish for a more favorable location for the publication of truth in the different languages. The work begun here in weakness will be carried on to a glorious consummation."